Today's topic is comparing social media to kids on a field trip. I recently attended a school field trip with my second grade son, and I heard social media on the bus. As the kids boarded the bus, the sound of 40 kids filled the air. The driver gave them some noisy time before we hit the road, and they took full advantage of it. Each kid had something to say, and when they felt they were not being heard, they each became louder. It really was a lot like social media in this respect. Nobody was being heard any clearer at a higher volume than when they were quiet, and the distractions made communication even less effective. Once we were on the road, the kids screamed with excitement with each bump in the road. It was social media's equivalent of Apple launching a new iPhone that could make an endless supply of bacon magically materialize. The parallels between the sounds of kids and social media were numerous, but one that stood out was the kid who quietly raised his hand and asked for a teacher's attention. He was first to get the attention. A few of the other kids learned that simply leaning close and speaking quietly was the best way to reach their intended audience. Then, if it was something really important or interesting, the message would spread across the bus from one row of seats to the next. It actually worked as easy as that, and it formed a great picture of how social media works. When everybody is making noise, sometimes all it takes is a well-placed whisper to make a greater impact than screaming into the masses. The field trip was to a farm expo where the kids learned about where their food comes from and the many important tasks of farming. There were hundreds of kids attending from schools all across the town, and it was the responsibility of the volunteers and teachers to help them enjoy the trip, learn, and deliver each of them back to the correct school. Kids are very social creatures, and they love to mingle. Keeping our school's group where they belonged and holding their attention on the course was a bit like herding cats. The best way to reach them was often just as we had seen on the bus, simply tapping them on the shoulder, giving them a bit of friendly instruction, and encouraging others to follow their example worked exceptionally well. By the time we returned to the school and disembarked, I realized that even as they grow up, some of them will understand the value of a well-placed whisper, and others will just keep trying to scream across the bus. Some of the kids joined in with existing conversations and added to them productively. They were given opportunities to communicate and share their perspectives. Sometimes the conversation even went right where they wanted it to. Other kids screamed to create their own conversations, but a frequent outcome was that they only added to the noise. They were not talking about things the other kids wanted, and they were a distraction to the others as they tried to force their topic. I hope you can see the similarities that you will be encouraged by the lessons of these second graders. For me, it emphasized that one is never too old to learn nor too young to teach. What do you think? Do you see how we can all learn from a second grader? Add your comments at awebguy.com and I'll look forward to hearing from you. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for tuning in.